The AA, that's the Automobile Association, this morning put out a report saying that they still expect petrol prices to come down at the end of the month, the diesel price to go up, but the petrol prices to come down, but by less than they would have if there had not been this missile strike on the Saudi Arabian oil facility. And the crude oil price has kind of stabilized. It's been around $66 for the last 24 hours. If one looks on the BBC website at their Middle East news section, the leading story there is Netanyahu in tough election fight as Israelis vote. And so there hasn't since Saturday's attack and the various allegations and finger pointing about whom might be responsible. And it certainly does seem that the missiles came from the Iranian-Iraqi side rather than, as claimed by the Houthi rebels in Yemen, from south of the facility. So now it's NATO chief extremely concerned after Saudi attack is the main headline around the story. Clem Sunter, scenario planner and futurist, is on the line to us now. Clem, good afternoon.
Hello, John. Nice to talk to you again.
A game changer? A game changer if something else happens, or a game changer already, that missile strike on the Saudi facility?
Well, I think it's a game changer now because it has shown what incredible damage can happen through either drone or low-flying cruise missiles. I mean, to actually take out 50% of Saudi's production capacity is huge. And in fact, the Saudis themselves call it their own 9/11.
If somehow a lid is kept on this and there are no reprisal attacks, and if whoever is responsible for it feels that they've made enough of a point. I know there are a heck of a lot of ifs in there, Clem, but if it kind of stops here and doesn't go any further?
Yeah. You know, there has been sporadic attacks over the last few months, and we've had the problems with tankers being seized. But this is a much bigger incident, and underlying it is the squeeze that America is putting on the Iranian economy, and that is going to go on. So it's the overall problem is not going to go away, and I know that Trump wants to sort of get out of the Middle East and bring troops home, but you know, he cannot appear weak. And this incident, if it is indeed established, as you said, that the drones or missiles started out from Iran and were used to destroy this Saudi facility, it's going to create a huge problem for America because, you know, they basically have withdrawn from the nuclear agreement. They're on the outside. They can't really call on their European colleagues for help at the moment. So I don't see this problem going away anytime soon. The media may have moved on, but the problem is still there.
You say, Clem, that the US won't be able to call upon their European allies, and that's primarily because the European allies want the nuclear deal reinstated, maybe with some shifting and shaping, but they want the deal reinstated. Donald Trump doesn't want war in the Middle East. He wants American forces out of many of the places where they're currently stationed, and he doesn't want another war or something military in an election year. So, I mean, how does he manage this politically? And that's almost impossible to predict, because to try and put yourself into the head of Donald Trump and see a line of logic through his various actions in the nearly 4 years of his presidency is very difficult.
Yeah, it is. It's very difficult because I think that he is highly unpredictable. He's made it very plain that he wants to withdraw. He knows that it's bad for his election campaign, but he certainly doesn't want to appear to be weak. And indeed, you know, that's come through in quite a few news reports on American media, that he simply doesn't want to lose face on this one. So, if the evidence over the next few days becomes very solid that Iran was behind the attack, then I think that he's going to face an incredibly difficult choice, because as I've always said, once you've got into a war, then the law of unintended consequences kicks in, and it can really escalate into something huge in the Middle East. So, you know, that's why we are at the moment at a tipping point. And you're quite right to say things could just, you know, stay calm and we can all move on. But
it seems unlikely,
increasingly unlikely.
Yeah. If you can take out 50% of Saudi oil production with 10 missiles, I know the word drone has been used, but certainly the commentary I've read suggests that there isn't a drone around which has the distance and the explosive capability to wreak the damage that was done to that Saudi facility. So, I mean, if it is Iran trying to send a message to America, you threaten our economic interests, we'll threaten yours, and America doesn't respond, do they go, okay, we tried, we're going to give up on that, let's go back to diplomacy? Or do they say, let's ramp up, let's take out the other 50% of Saudi oil production? And we can, because the Saudis have spent how many tens of billions of dollars trying to set up air defenses, and we got through that like a knife going through butter.
Yeah, I mean, you've made 2 points here. One is on this whole thing of the possibility of another attack, which is absolutely correct. And indeed, I've kind of said over the last few years that drone technology, and you might say it's a low-flying missile, cruise missile, but, you know, it's basically being flown like a drone. And, you know, this technology just changes the whole game of war in favor of, you know, small terrorist groups and you know, could wreak a lot more mayhem. And then this other point that, you know, they've taken out 50% of Saudi's oil production. The critical thing, which you mentioned, which is the oil price, we have very low inflation in the world at the moment, which allows America and Europe and Japan to have zero interest rates or in some cases negative interest rates because of such low inflation. If there is another strike which raises the oil price back to the sort of $100 level, then the danger of renewed inflation in the world rises. And of course, all that easy money and the people borrowing it are going to face much higher interest rates, and therefore the risk of default just goes through the roof.
Clem Sunter, thank you very much indeed. Scenario planner and futurist. Let's hope that calm heads prevail. Let's not hope too much, because then we'll probably be disappointed.